بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على المبعوث رحمة للعالمين سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه ومن اتبع خطاه إلى يوم الدين. اللهم لا سهل إلا ما جعلته سهلا، وأنت تجعل الحزن إذا شئت سهلا. اللهم يسر لنا أمرنا، واشرح لنا صدرنا، واعف عنا، واغفر لنا يا أرحم الراحمين. يقول رحمه الله: منزلة الزهد. The author said, the station of zuhud, asceticism. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala يقول: ما عندكم ينفذ وما عند الله باق. Whatever you have going to run out, and whatever with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will remain forever. Also, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, before we go to the next ayah, why the author used this ayah. Meaning, when it comes to zuhud, what you have in your hand today, whether you are attached to it or not, whether your heart is clinging to it or not, it's going to go and nothing will be left. Araft, it's going to go and nothing will be left. So while you are attaching your heart in something that is not going to remain forever, but what Allah has, it will remain forever. That's why you attach your heart with whatever going to remain forever. He said, وَعْلَمُ أَعْلَمُ أَنَّمَا الْحَيَاةُ الدُّنْيَا لَعِبٌ وَلَهْوٌ وَزِينَةٌ. Know that Al-Hayat, this life, the dunya, laib, playing around. Lahu, wasting the time, zina, adornment. Basically, this is what life is about. In all reality, there isn't anything worth giving up your deen about, because all what we do is lahu. We pass time. وَتَكَاثُرٌ فِي الْأَمْوَالِ وَالْأَوْلَادِ. And usually the people they strive for what? Increase in wealth and increase in what? Children, progeny, power. Now, and here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, إِنَّمَا مَثَلُ الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا كَمَاءٍ أَنْزَلْنَاهُ مِنَ السَّمَاءِ فَاخْتَلَطَتْ بِهِ نَبَاتُ الْأَرْضِ إِلَىٰ آخِرِ الْآيَةِ. يعني the حيات الدنيا like what? Like water we send it down to the earth and bring about what? Vegetation. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent the winds and sent destruction and it all destroyed. That means this dunya will not last forever. So while you are attaching your heart, it's something that is never going to last forever. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and I can't go through all the ayat, just some of the ayat as the Shaykh mentioned. I will mention two ayat inshaAllah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, وَلَا تَمُدُّنَّ عَيْنَيْكَ إِلَى مَا مَتَّعْنَا بِهِ أَزْوَاجًا مِّنْهُمْ زَهْرَةَ الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا لِنَفْتِنَهُمْ فِيهِ وَرِزْقُ رَبِّكَ خَيْرٌ وَأَبْقَى. Do not Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, do not look at, prolong your sight to what they have from the joy of life. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala ordering the believers. You see someone has a lot of wealth, a lot of buildings, a lot of cars, beautiful car, beautiful wife, a lot of money. You want that. تَمُدْ عَيْنَيْكَ. I wish I have this. عَرَفْتَ. Allah, don't do that. This is really a fitna. Fitna. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala called this fitna, listen, the flower of life. So it's such an attractive fitna that is what? Zahra. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala called it what? Zahra. Meaning what is the most beautiful thing in the garden is the zahur. And people put flowers inside their house to beautify the house. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala called all this wealth like a flower that you long to have. But in reality, this flower, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, a fitna, a trial for this dunya. Would you attach your heart to something that is not going to last forever? Or are you going to look for something that will last forever? That's why he said, وَرِزْقُ رَبِّكَ خَيْرٌ. And the sustenance of your Lord is khayr, better, وَأَبْقَى, it will remain forever. Because all this flower, the flowers one day will come, that it will die and will go away. And another ayah here, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, لَوْلَا أَن يَكُونَ النَّاسُ أُمَّةً وَاحِدًا. If it wasn't for the people, they become one ummah. يعني what this ummah? That all the people will become disbelievers. يرحمك الله. If it wasn't for that, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala want people to remain on iman. Therefore Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala from His hikmah made poor and rich and in the middle. Listen to what the ayah said. لَجَعَلْنَا لِمَنْ يَكْفُرُ بِالرَّحْمَنِ. We made for every person who is a disbeliever, لِبُيُوتِهِمْ سُقُفًا مِنْ فِضَّةِ. We made for them ceilings and roofs from silver. يعني everyone who becomes a disbeliever, Allah will give him enough money to have his house made out of silver. And the ayah talks about ma'arij, you know, stairs that goes round, they go up. You see this beautiful 2-3 story houses, they have these round stairs, you go up, it comes like big circle and that. This is called ma'arij. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He would have gave the disbeliever everything he wants in this dunya. To the extent he would have gave him each one a house with a ceiling of silver and a house that has a stairs and that can go up to the ceiling and the roof, and each one, yani, in an easy way, yani, we'll make each one of them a very rich person just because they disbelieve. Why, Ya Allah? Why you didn't give him? Because if this is the reality, then every Muslim will become kafir. Because every Muslim at one time, he will have weak, or she will have weak iman, and say, I want a house like that. I had enough living like a poor person. Huh? From the kuffar, there is what? Rich and poor. Araft? Rich and poor. The biggest Christian country where? Christian. Brazil, Mexico, South America, they all devoted Christian, huh? They're all going through what? Venezuela, they're all going through what? Starvation, literally. Huh? But of course, they don't focus on them, they focus on, oh, look at the Muslim countries, they have so much trouble. Maybe Christian countries have far more problems than Muslim countries. Araf? The Vatican, each painting, they blame Saudi Arabia, for example. Oh, millionaires, well, they don't help the Muslims. No doubt, they have to help the Muslims. But the Vatican, each painting worth $70 million inside the Vatican. Why the Pope doesn't sell it and give the money to the poor Venezuelan and Mexicans who are devoted, what? Not Protestant, Catholics. Devoted Catholics. But the hikmah from Allah, that religion has nothing to do whether you are rich or poor. Araf? Because if it has, then what happens? People will turn to the religion that makes them rich. By nature, you'll be driven that way. Or the person who puts an outside face that he's a Muslim, but he's a sheer kafir from inside his heart. Well, so he can get all this wealth. Araf? But Allah does not want to make people ummah wahid. So he distributed the wealth not according to the deen. He distributed it according to what? to his rizq, to your effort, to whatever Allah wills it to be. So, Ibn al-Qayyim said, the Quran is full of ayat that reminds us to have zuhud. To have zuhud. And not to have this dunya inside our heart. And to stay away from the adornments of dunya. Now, here he said, now we're going to go through the definitions of zuhud. He said, rahimahullah, wa sami'tu shaykh al-Islam ibn Taymiyyah, qaddasallahu ruhahu, yaqul. Listen, what is the definition of zuhud? Az-zuhdu tarku ma la yanfa' fi al-akhirah. Az-zuhd is to abandon whatever does not benefit you in the hereafter. One would ask the question, which is we're going to answer it later. One would ask the question, طيب, يعني, drinking water is not going to help me in the hereafter. Working as a technician is not going to help me in the hereafter. So if these not going to help me in the hereafter, shall I abandon them? No, that's not what he's saying. Because these are the means to hereafter. Earning money will keep you independent from others and needing others, and you depend on yourself after Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for you to do the ibadat free, and that money helps you to do another ibadah, which is what? Zakat and sadaqah. Fahim? Because if you don't earn money, you can't pay sadaqah. So if you earn money, you pay sadaqah. That means there is more reward than the one who's poor and cannot afford to pay sadaqah. Fahimt? And this is the interpretation of the hadith. The stronger hand, more beloved to Allah than the weaker hand. Which one the stronger hand? The hands that gives. The weaker hand, the hands what? That takes. That begs. The upper hand, the one that gives. So the one who is working and earning wealth, giving fi sabilillah, that giving is more reward or not? Think about it. So this work, even the ilm you get to become a doctor or engineer or whatever, to earn more money and to improve your situation in the community, that does not go against zuhud. If you have it in your heart, this is to benefit you in the akhirah. But not in your heart, يعني, and do nothing about it. كدس الأموال تحطهم كلهم بالبنك على قلبك. No, that's not what it means. So, والورع, which is the next station next week, ترك ما تخاف ضرره في الآخرة. الورع is a little bit of fine line between zuhud and ورع according to Ibn Taymiyyah. He said, الورع is to forsake whatever you fear its harm in the hereafter. Al-wara is to abandon what could harm you. Araft? But az-zuhud is to abandon, it's a higher level. What could what? Does not benefit you in the hereafter. Yani, the brother says playing cards. The other day somebody shot somebody or bashed somebody to death for 400. Sah in Granville. They bashed an old man, they were playing cards. And they bashed him, 400. You see, and the guy died. Did he die? To show you. طيب, يعني, playing games and wasting your time, does not benefit in the hereafter. Here, of course, he supports his shaykh. He said, this is the best definition of zuhud and wara. Sufyan al-Thawri, the great tabi', he said, az-zuhdu fi dunya qasru al-amal. Az-zuhd in the dunya is not to have long hope in it. ليس بأكل الغليظ ولا لبس العباء. Pay attention. He said, zuhud, that's whom? Sufyan al-Thawri, the father of the zuhad. He said, it's not by eating the rough food and wearing the rough clothing as some people think. يعني, they abandon the good food to eat whatever crumbs of bread before, you know, the food that is rotten, you're going to throw it away. أنا زاهد, لا منك زاهد. أنت منك زاهد. أنت بخيل. صح. بعدين عباية, he wears all this rough عباية, he got up, and you know he's got money on his heart in the millions. والله, that's zuhud. That's not zuhud. And the oily عباية that has oil and you ate manoush on it, and قبيبي. أنا زاهد. لا حبيبي, that's not zuhud. عرفت؟ He said, but قصر الأمل في الدنيا. يعني not to have a long hope in this dunya that you're going to live forever. Work, work, but don't think you're going to remain here forever. نعم. وقال الجنيد إن الله عز وجل سلب الدنيا عن أوليائه وحماها عن أصفيائه وأخرجها من قلوب أهل وداده لأنه لم يرضها لهم. الجنيد رحمه الله said, Allah عز وجل took the law, he stole the dunya from his أولياء and he protected his أصفياء, يعني he put a shield over the أصفياء, the pure ones, and he took it out of the heart of the one who have a يعني وداد, a good relationship with Allah, and he did not like it for them. He did not, he was not pleased that they have it. So he took the love. And then Al-Junaid said, Az-Zuhud is in this ayah, Surah Al-Hadid, verse 23. لِكَيْ لَا تَأْسَوْ عَلَى مَا فَاتَكُمْ وَلَا تَفْرَحُوا بِمَا آتَاكُمْ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said to the believers that you do not feel sorrow about what you have missed. Al-Junaid said, the definition of Zuhud is in Surah Al-Hadid, verse 23. لِكَيْ لَا تَأْسَوْ عَلَى مَا فَاتَكُمْ. So you do not feel sorrow about what has left you or you missed, which is the dunya. And you do not get overly joyed with what he has given you. وَاللَّهُ لَا يُحِبُّ كُلَّ مُخْتَالٍ فَخُورٍ. And Allah does not love every show-off who walks with pride. So Al-Junaid said, الزاهد لا يفرح من الدنيا بموجود. الزاهد, truly, he's not happy, يعني overly excited about what he gets from dunya. ولا يأسف منها على مفقود. And he does not feel sorrow about anything that he missed, or an opportunity he's missed, or some business that he lost. هذا الزاهد. You see? نعم. He said here, الإمام أحمد رحمه الله said, الزهد في الدنيا قصر الأمل. Exactly the same thing as Sufyan said. He said, الزهد is in the dunya is to have, not to have a long hope in it. عبد الله بن المبارك said, why I'm bringing all of this, there is an important point. Once you notice how our predecessors defined Zuhud, you notice there are people misunderstood Zuhud. They think Zuhud is to sit at the masjid, not to do any work, not to do anything, and just do ibadat. No, that's not Zuhud. Abdullah ibn al-Mubarak said, هُوَ الثِّقَةُ بِاللَّهِ مَحُبِّ الْفَقْرِ, is to trust Allah and to love poorness. هي الفقر doesn't mean الفقر, يعني you love to be poor and begging. No. حب الفقر is to always show need to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So what is the summary of Zuhud? In reality, from all these definitions, what are the summary of the, how can we summarize Zuhud? Zuhud is summarized by saying that it is not to have a long hope in this dunya and not to get overly excited about it, because eventually everything going to go. But the dunya is a sabab to get you to the hereafter. Imam Ahmad said Zuhud is three types. Al-awwal, tarkul haram. Pay attention. The first is to abandon the haram. وَهُوَ زُهْدُ الْعَوَامِ. It is the zuhud of the layman. يعني a layman can be zahid by what? By not doing anything haram. الزاهد, the layman zahid, is not to do anything haram. But if you see somebody who does his ibadat, basic ibadat, and doesn't do anything haram, of course, the makruh, the dislike, a lot of us fall into it. But the haram, you don't, this is the zahid. والثاني, the second type, ترك الفضول من الحلال. To abandon the excess of halal. يعني you take from the halal what you need, you don't use the halal to excess. وهو زهد الخواص, زهد الخواص. This is for the specific. والثالث ترك ما يشغل عن الله. The third type, for the عارفين, for the ones who do know Allah. The third level, ترك, to abandon whatever occupies you away from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. يعني for example, you can neglect the excess of halal, but you don't do extra ibadat. Here, no. Anything that is going to occupy you away from Allah, you leave it. And then it's very hard to maintain. Now. Here, Ibn al-Qayyim says, وَالَّذِي أَجْمَعَ عَلَيْهِ الْعَارِفُونَ. Pay attention. This is the ijma' of the people, أهل المعرفة, the ones who know Allah, the doctors of hearts who know Allah. أن الزهد سفر القلب من وطن الدنيا. Pay attention. الزهد is when the heart travels. When the heart travels from the settlement, the land of the dunya. You know how you settle in a country? He said, no, az-zuhd is when you start traveling, when your heart starts to travel from this country, from the dunya. You start on a journey. وَأَخْذُهُ فِي مَنَازِلِ الْآخِرَةِ. And the heart starts to take the levels of akhirah. Stopping at the stations of akhirah. وَعَلَى هَذَا صَنَّفَ الْمُتَقَدِّمُونَ كُتُبَ الزُّهْدِ. He said, and based on this definition, the early scholars compiled and wrote the books of Zuhud. Ikhwani, I want to mention something very important. Our predecessors wrote books, they're called Zuhud. Abdullah ibn Mubarak has a book. Ahmad bin Hanbal has a book. Waqi' has a book. These scholars written books about Zuhud, which later become books of tasawwuf. So our early scholars had what they call today tasawwuf, but it's called zuhd, and was, it did not have this philosophical definitions that no one understands. They do not have this ambiguity you find in the books today. And they did not have the bid'ah that has infiltrated some of books of tasawwuf. Arafat. If I want to share with you a piece of knowledge, Ikhwani, why the tasawwuf, the ilm of al-qulub, became so popular. I'm going to share with you a piece of knowledge because it's very important, and I doubt you will hear it in many lectures. When the ulama started to write books about ilm al-kalam, which is aqidah, but according to the scholastics, where the aqidah became an art of debate. And that's why some of the ilm al-kalam books you open it, which was popular. And if they say this, we refute it and say this. And if they say this, and we refute it and say this. So it becomes what? More a debate. Devoid from what? قال الله وقال الرسول. Devoid from what? Heart softness. You read the book of Usul al-Fiqh, it's very dry. Unless you are a very intellectual person, you can pick up on the sweetness of these intellectual debates inside Usul al-Fiqh. Otherwise, you find that the driest subject, you hide it from the minute you start with it. It does not in the heart brings you softness. Haraft? Your heart becomes what? Hard. Same thing, Mutun al-Fiqh, which does not have any dalil, or you're dealing with the Quran and Sunnah directly. Not that I'm saying you should not study Mutun al-Fiqh. Be careful, huh? No. But I'm saying, when you focus on fiqh, it becomes matters of what? Text, interpretation, rebuke the other opinion, and move. Araft? People also become detached from the Quran due to their lack of understanding of Arabic language. Not knowing the Arabic language. No, they know Arabic language. They read the Quran to perfection. They reacted the Quran. But the depth, meaning the spark, light in the heart is not there. So the ulama pushed themselves to write what? Books of tasawwuf. That softens the heart. Wa illa, as-sahaba did not need this. Because the sahaba, why? And the predecessors, why? Because they would find everything they need in the Quran. Aqidah, fiqh, usul fiqh, tasawwuf. Everything you need where? In the Quran and Sunnat al-Habib al-Mustafa. For this reason, these books were written to soften the hearts of people and bring them closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Yet, when the evolution of ilm started, the ulama started to write different categories, hadith, fiqh, tafsir, all of that, ulama also written and picked ayat and ahadith to encourage people to do more ibadat, and they called it what? Zuhud. And to define the issue of zuhud, and some of the known ulama who written this, Ahmad bin Hanbal, Abdullah ibn al-Mubarak, as I mentioned, and others. He said here, وَمُتَعَلَّقَهُ سِتَّةُ أَشْيَاءُ. The things that stops zuhud, six things. We still what Ibn al-Qayyim said. لَا يَسْتَحَقُّ الْعَبْدُ إِسْمُ الزُّهْدِ حَتَّى يَزْهَدَ فِيهَا. You do not deserve the label of zuhud until you have zuhud in these 6 points. What are they? Al-mal. Al-mal, the wealth. Was-suwar. يعني كيف image. يعني you're always taking care of your image excessively. Wal-riyasa. To be a boss, to be a ra'is. Wal-nas. And this open mingling with people. Wal-nafs. Me, I want this, me, ana. Hubbun-nafs. وَكُلَّمَا دُونِ اللَّهِ. And everything beside Allah. Now, he said, and the intention here is not to reject it. Because Sulaiman wa Dawood alayhuma salam were what? Kings. Were they wealthy or not? Yes. He said, did they have wives or not? Yes. Naam. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, was he the most ascetic or not? He got married and so on and so forth. Ali bin Abi Talib, Abdurrahman ibn Auf, Az-Zubayr wa Uthman, these companions, were they rich or not? Naam. He said, they were zuhad. And they did have a lot of money. Naam. Also he mentions Al-Layth ibn Sa'd, the great muhaddith who was contemporary to whom? To Imam Malik. He had a huge amount of money. Now, he said here, وَمِنْ أَحْسَنِ مَا قِيلَ فِي الزُّهُدِ. And the best thing was said about zuhud. He said, لَيْسَ الزُّهُدُ فِي الدُّنْيَا بِتَحْرِيمِ الْحَلَالِ وَلَا إِضَاعَةِ الْمَالِ. He said, the zuhud in the dunya is not about making the halal haram, nor about wasting the money. Some people think zuhud is everything haram. And some people think zuhud is what? To throw away the money. No, it's not about that. He said, وَلَكِنْ أَن تَكُونَ بِمَا فِي يَدِ اللَّهِ أَوْثَقَ مِنْكَ بِمَا فِي يَدِكَ. But to trust what is in the hand of Allah more what is in your hand. And this is the zuhud.
نعم.
He said, وَأَن تَكُونَ فِي ثَوَابِ الْمُصِيبَةِ أَرْغَبَ مِنْكَ فِيهَا وَلَوْ لَمْ تُصِبْكَ. And for you to reflect about the reward of the calamity that strikes you, even if it does not strike you. What he's trying to say is to always, if there is a calamity comes, to think of the reward and forget about the calamity. عرفت؟ نعم. وقد اختلف الناس. Is it possible, the ulama differed, is it possible to have zuhud today or not? The important point, this one, is it possible to have zuhud today or not? He's not talking about 2016 Sydney. He's talking 800 Hijri. Yani what? Yani 700 and what? 650 years ago. Probably more, 700 years. He said, فَقَالَ أَبُو حَفْصَ الزُّهْدُ لَا يَكُونُ إِلَّا فِي الْحَلَالِ. Abu Hafs, one of the scholars, said, الزُّهْد cannot be except in halal. وَلَا حَلَالَ فِي الدُّنْيَا. There's nothing halal today. فَلَا زُهْد. There's no زُهْد. So this issue of zuhd put it to bed, it doesn't exist according to this scholar. Here he said, and some scholars said, they rebuked him, they said, halal mawjood. Even though the haram is more, but halal mawjood. Naam. And even if we say there is no halal at the moment, فَهَذَا أَدْعَى إِلَى الزُّهْدِ فِيهَا. And this is actually motivate you to have zuhd, to take from what is, what exists, to what suffices you, like the one who eats khanzir at the time of what? Necessity. You take a little bit so you can survive. You see how they rebuked him? Here he said, Yusuf ibn Asbat, here he said, لو بلغني, if a man has reached in zuhud like Abu Dharr, Abu Darda, wa Salman, wal Muqdad, and whoever similar to them from the companions radiallahu anhum, I will recite to him, ما قلت له زاهد. I will not say he's a زاهد. A man, he did زهد, he become like Abu Dharr. You can't be like Abu Dharr. At the time of Ibn al-Qayyim. He said, I would reject him, I don't say he's a زاهد. Not because Abu Dharr wasn't زاهد, no, that's not what he means. But the difference between him and Abu Dharr, he said here, because زهد only in halal. In pure halal. Yani, to forsake some of the pure halal for Allah. But if there is no pure halal to forsake, how are you going to behave zuhud? If you indulged in haram. He said, wal halal al mahd la yujad. And pure halal doesn't exist in our time. As for the haram, if you commit it, Allah going to punish you. So how is that zuhud? To take a little bit of haram. So you understand? So 750 Hijri, 800 Hijri, he's saying it is no halal. What about us today? And then you wonder why we're all mentally ill. We can't even get anything right. Subhanallah. However, the problem is sometimes it's not what you eat is halal. Your income is mixed with haram. And the food that they tell you it's halal, Habibi, Allahu A'la where it's coming from. And it's haram upon haram upon haram, wal'iyadu billah. But here, what the people who said al-halal mawjood, it is halal mawjood. It will always be halal, even if it is in smaller proportion. So the zuhud will become what? To investigate what this halal is and to live يعني, with your income halal and your eating is halal and you do not act in excess even with the halal. تعريف الزهد. What is the definition of زهد? He said here, this is according to now whom? To Al-Imam Al-Harawi rahimahullah. هو إسقاط الرغبة عن الشيء بالكلية. He said زهد generally means to drop the desire for something totally. He's saying here, الرغبة, anything you desire, to drop this in it totally. He said, and Ibn al-Qayyim said, يُرِيدُ بِالشَّيْءِ الْمَزْهُودِ فِيهِ. He said, what is the matter, the subject matter that we're supposed to have zuhud in? He said, anything beside Allah. And to drop it is to remove it from your heart. And to drop your heart attachment to it. To drop that. He said, and it is for the layman, qurbah. وللمريد ضرورة وللخاصة خشية. He said, zuhud للعامة, for the general, qurbah. Something that brings them closer to Allah with. عرفت؟ وللمريد يعني the one who started the journey to Allah سبحانه وتعالى خشية, because they fear losing al-uns billah. So if they don't have zuhud in some matters and it enters their heart, they fear what? Be with me. They fear what? Losing a closeness to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Fahimna? And he said here, as for the third one, walil murid darura, we didn't explain al murid, walil murid darura, for the murid it is a necessity, لأنه لا يحصل له التخلي بما هو بصدده, نعم, because he cannot abandon and focus, because the murid cannot focus on what he wants except if he abandons other matters. يعني there is a principle in fiqh says المشغول لا يشغل. If you occupied, you can't be occupied with another thing. If you're working on a project, you cannot work on another project. So المريد, he's busy with what? With the project that he's working on, which is gets him closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So it is a necessity for him to have zuhud in some of these matters so he can focus on his goal. That's why المريد has it what? دارورة. As for the Ammi, he's busy with other things. So the Ammi, what does he do? Whatever he has zuhud, it brings him closer to Allah. Bas. But al-murid, it's not about bringing him closer to Allah. It's about clearing the path for him to Allah. Fahim? The third one is what? Walil-khassa khashya. For the specifics, they fear, because they reached a high level, they fear that this matters could take him away from the sweetness of being with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now, he said here, and zuhud is three levels. Zuhud is three levels. Az-zuhdu fi shubha. Pay attention. This is what I told you. It's the best part. Pay attention, shabab. He said, az-zuhdu fi shubha. Naam. Ba'da tarki al-harami bil-hadhari min al-ma'taba. والأنفة من المنقصة وكراهة مشاركة الفساق. First, الزهد, I'll translate one by one. الزهد في الشبهة. نعم. He said, to have zuhud in gray area. As the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم said, what? الحلال بين والحرام بين. And between them, umur wa mushtabihat, unclear. So the zahid, in his first level, or her first level, abandons what? Ash-shubha. Araf? Mush gharan bishubhat wa taqul annak ant zahid. No. So this is the first level of az-zuhud. Habibi, if we today just do this, we'll be successful. Bas. If we stay from the grey area, if we stay from where? From the grey area. 90% of the questions are because of a grey area. No one going to come and say, Ya Wa'adnan, is this water halal? Why? Because halal ubayyin. No one going to say, Ya Habibi, huh? Is wine halal? No, because it is known haram. But comes the shubha. This is where people ask questions. That's why the ulama, they say, there is fatwa and there is taqwa. يعني تقوى mean what? Zuhud. There is fatwa. If you want to know in this grey area, which is only the ulama are able to work it out, not your intellect, or, well, my opinion is this, Sheikh. Brother calls me, and says, Sheikh, this, that, my opinion. Tabi, you're asking me, look, ya Habibi. If you made an opinion, what's good to do with me? Khalas, salamu alaykum. No, no, Shaykh, but this is not what I meant. So here, between them what? The grey area. And this, the ulama, when they say, this is a fatwa. The fatwa, you take it because you need that fatwa. But a zuhud is to forsake it and don't worry about it. That is the first step on the ladder of zuhud. The first step on the ladder of zuhud. He said, بعد ترك الحرام بالحذر من المعتبة. What does it mean? ترك الحرام, Ibn al-Qayyim said, rahimahullah, ترك الحرام does not happen except, ترك الشبهة does not happen except after you abandon the haram. You can't be in the haram and ask for the شبهة. He said, بعد ترك الحرام بالحذر من المعتبة. He said, he leaves the شبهة. A person left the haram. Now there are shubah. And this is what scares me. Pay attention. The brothers who come to the deen and the brothers who are working with the shabab in the da'wah, please pay attention. The man comes. He was living most of his life snoring coke. In Mila smoking ice. I live in the city snoring coke. In Mila smoking ice. He comes from an ice background. The brother, he's got full ink. Araft. He never worked a day in his life. All his life he's doing harakat and collecting money from people and that. Araft. He comes to the deen. The brothers start talking to him about leaving the shubha. He hasn't even left the haram. So you start with him with a performance of the ibadat. Tarkul haram and leave tarkul shubha to him. Or her. Leave tarkul shubha to him or her. It scares me. I'm telling you. A sister converts to Islam, after 2 weeks she's wearing niqab. I'll make dua for them, but I know after 6 months she's removing the niqab. Because they jumped to extreme. I'm not saying niqab is extreme, but I'm saying they jumped to very religious in a short period. You can use 100 examples from the time of the prophets and the tabi'een and that, but we don't live in this time. Realistically, we don't live in this time. We live in a time, you're not walking down Mecca streets and in Medina streets. Araft? You have to consider where you live and the effect on the person in an environment that we live in. So, the first thing is tarkul haram, then tarkul shubha, fearing or worrying that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will reprimand you. Itab. Yani kif. Let's just imagine you love your wife. You do your obligations towards your wife, towards your household. But there are extra things you do. You don't want the itab. What is the itab? And sometimes your brother or someone you love, he does itab. Ya akhi, we haven't seen you for 4 or 5 days. Where are you? Wallah, we miss you. Wallah this, wallah that. Fahimt? And same thing, for example, you, for your wife, you do a little bit extra. You go the extra mile. You just don't want the itab. And why did you do this? It's not a reprimand. It's a itab. Reprimand is different. Reprimand is a little bit harsher. Reprimand include punishment in it. But itab, itab is, for example, a brother to a brother. Wallah, we haven't seen you for the last 4 days. Where were you? Oh, I miss you, your brother. It's not brotherhood. Yani, come, let us see you. That's called what? Itab. And the itab happens between two people who do have true love between them. If there is no true love, there is no itab. Who cares? Sah? Fahimt, ya akhi? That's why. He said, he abandoned the shubha, fearing the itab from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَالْأَنَفَةُ مِنَ الْمَنْقَصَةِ He said, الْأَنَفَة is the disdain. From al-manqasa to, yani, to go to a lesser level. Yani, for example, here he said, rahimahullah, it is not about manqasa, that the people will look down on him or her. Huh? It's not a condescending way of looking at a person. That's not the manqasa from the people. You fear that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala look at you with a way of disdain. So you don't want Allah to look at you like that, even though you're not doing anything haram. You're doing halal, but you fall into the shubha. You don't want this itaba from Allah. You don't want this Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala looking at you in this way. So you preserve yourself and you have zuhud from ash-shubuhat. And listen to this poet, وَكَرَاهَةُ مِشَارَكَةِ الْفُسَّاقِ, and to dislike mixing and mingling with al-fussaq, people who disobey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You're sitting with the brothers, wallah, I'm giving him da'wah, bro. Don't give him da'wah. As from the first level of zuhud is to stay away from the shubha and stay away from mixing and mingling with people of fusuq, people of majasin, to stay away from them and to leave them alone. And that is why here, listen to the poetry, what he said, and I purposely want to read it for you. إِذَا لَمْ أَتْرُكِ الْمَاءَ اتِّقَاءَ إِذَا لَمْ أَتْرُكِ الْمَاءَ اتِّقَاءَ تَرَكْتُ لِكَثْرَةِ الشُّرَكَاءِ فِيهِ. If I don't leave the water, yani what he's talking about, the poets, if I don't leave the water fearing my health, I leave it because there's so many people are drinking from the same well. Shuvazuhud, poet said, I abandon the water, yani the river or the well, I abandon drinking from it, not fearing for my health, I leave it because there is too many people drinking from it. عرفت؟ وَإِذَا وَقَعَ الذُّبَابُ عَلَى الطَّعَامِ رَفَعْتُ يَدِي وَنَفْسِي تَشْتَهِيهِ. And if I raise my hand off if the fly fall into my food, I raise my hand from it, yet I still have lust to it. And he said, وَتَجْتَنِبُ الْأُسُودَ وُرُودَ مَاءٍ إِذَا كَانَ الْكِلَابُ يَلُغْنَ فِيهِ. And lions abandon the water if the dogs are drinking from it. And if a lion sees dogs drinking from a certain spot, he just walks away, doesn't drink, because a dog has drank from this water. Here it's not about zuhud. Here he's talking about the anafa. This is not zuhud. Not to drink from a well because so many people are gathered around it and drinking from it. That's not zuhud. Huh? If a fly falls in your food and you don't eat it, even though you want to eat it, you're hungry, you want to eat it, but you don't eat it because a fly fell into it. Even yet the hadith, dip it and remove it, but you stop eating it and say, khalas, I'm not going to eat. And if dogs are drinking from a well, a lion does not drink from it, that's not zuhud. That is called in Arabic anafa, a disdain. Araft? Yani what is saying, in other words, I am better than that. I am better than standing with people drinking from the same well. I'm not going to be there. That's called anafa. Anafa of the lion not drinking from the well, where from the water that dogs are drinking from it, not because they're going to dirty. He's a dog like them. A lion is a type of dog. But anafa. Same thing, not to eat from the food if a fly fell into it, that's anafa. And the Arabs known to have this anafa. There are people till today, they have anafa about everything. Araft? And this anafa here, he wants you to have it. But in what? That I am better than Allah looks at me in a condescending way. So I'm going to try my best not to fall into shubah, so Allah does not look at me like this. A lot of people, for example, they like doing stuff but they don't do it. I like playing cards but they don't do it. Why? Even though, for example, halal, whatever is the argument. I'm not going to sit with these people playing cards like them. That's called anafa. Fahimt? If some people don't sit in a restaurant, even though they want to eat, but they don't want to sit, they take takeaway. That's called anafa. Me, sit in a restaurant? Why? With kids and eating burger and sauce running down my beard. No, Habib. I'd rather do that at home. Araft? But here, he wants you to have this anafa. But anafa of what? I will try my best. I am better than Allah looks at me in condescending way. Araft? الدرجه الثانيه, the second level, الزهد في الفضول وهو ما زاد على المسكه والبلاغ من القوت باغتنام التفرغ الى عماره الوقت وحسم الجأش والتحلي بحليه الانبياء والصديقين. The second level, الزهد في الفضول, to have زهد in فضول. الفضول, anything that is more excessive than what you need. We're not talking about somebody sticking his nose in everything. Also, this is a bad trait. Al-Fudul can be, yani, this is not what he meant. Al-Fudul is also can mean the person who sticks his nose in people's business, a nosy person. Oh, what happened here? What? This is a very bad trait. من حسن إيمان المرء تركه ما لا يعني. From the perfection of Iman of a person, to stay away from things that does not concern him or her. Fahimna? But this is not what he's talking about, rahimahullah. He said, to leave whatever, to have zuhud is, to have zuhud from whatever you do not need. You take what you need and you stop there. And then to have zuhud in, ma zada anil muska, also whatever above what your hand can take. From food and drink. And you take what you need and you have zuhud in the rest. That is the second level. Fahimna? We studied the first level, the second level. وَاللِّبَاسِ وَالْمَسْكَنِ, also in housing and clothing. You have abaya collection. 7-8 abayat, 9 different, 10 different suits, 30 boxes of shoes everywhere. Especially sisters, boxes of shoes, handbags. Yeah, and my wife tells me about certain sisters, wallah, handbag 7,000, 8,000 every couple of weeks. They're, sure, Habibi, what are you going to do with that? Well, they compete with their family members who's got the best handbag, $7,000. There is 8 of it in Australia. Yani, kif 8 of it? Yani, who knows? There's 8 in Australia. If she's working down the street, who cares? You have 8 or 9 or 12. Who's going to know? Yani, does it have a sign that says there's only 8 in Australia? Subhanallah al-Azim. Subhanallah, there is a saying we say that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala yani gave everyone a brain and gave everyone rizq. No one is happy with his rizq, but everyone is happy with his brain. Everyone happy with his brain, but no one is happy with their rizq. And both come from Allah. He said to have zuhud. وَالْبَلَاغِ مِنَ الْقُوتِ, يعني to take what you need from food and sustenance. What he's comparing here, he said, you're a traveler. And when you're a traveler, what do you put in your bag from food? What you need to get you to the place. You're not going to carry a bag of 20 kilo potato on your bag. If you're going to a journey that you need 2 kilos of potato, that's extra what? Weight that you don't need. So why are you carrying extra weight you don't need with you? That's what he's trying to say. Naam. He said here, rahimahullah, وَعِمَارَةُ الْوَقْتِ, meaning to build the time by occupying yourself with whatever bring you to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And to use your time to take from food and from dunya and the joys of dunya what helps you to reach to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Pay attention to the difference between first level and the second level. The first level, he never spoke about what you take from the dunya. He's saying there is halal, take as much as you want. And there is haram, leave it. And al-mushtabah, abandon it. But the halal, take as much as you can. Whatever you want. Here, the second level, he said, use the halal as a mean for Allah. That means you take what you need. You are now in a specific level, the second daraja. Take what you need and leave the rest. We took and take, you need from the halal. The first daraja again, you stay away from the misconceptions, the gray area, but you take halal. You want to have two cars, have two cars. You want to have five abayat, have five abayat. Are they all halal? Halal. Khalas, you have reached the first level of zuhud. Nothing is mushtabih. You take in first level of zuhud. You stay away from the fasiqeen, you do your ibadat, so on and so forth. So you're living in halal. You still have some label of what? Zuhud. Sah? Here he came to the second level, he said, no. If you are from the khassa of zuhud, then you take from the halal what you need for your journey until you reach Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You see, whether it's food or whatever, and the time you have, you occupy it with ibadatullah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَحَسْمُ الْجَأْشِ It is to cut off the disturbance of the heart. So, anything that from the reasons of dunya can disturb your heart or steer you away from Allah, you cut it off. This is the second one. وَالتَّحَلِّ بِحِلْيَةِ الْأَنْبِيَاءِ وَالصِّدِّقِينَ And you dress the garment of prophets and siddiqeen. Even though you're not a prophet nor a siddiq, but you try to dress their garment, to take the attributes and the traits as much as possible, because they are the real zuhad. They are the real zuhad. Harafna. The third level, استحقار ما زهدت فيه واستواء الحالات فيه عندك والذهاب عن شهود الاكتساب ناظرا إلى وادي الحقائق احتقار to have احتقار to dislike to reject ما زهد فيه يعني to reject whatever you have زهد in. He said, when the heart is filled with the love of Allah and the glorification of Allah, pay attention. Let me explain it. You had zuhud, this proportion of halal, you have zuhud in it. But there is higher level. When you are in the second level, you see that as zuhud. When you rise another level, you say, whatever I left is nothing for the sake of Allah. Fahim? يعني تزهد في الزهد. Is nothing for the sake of Allah. You see as you've done nothing. And this, you say this is worthless anyway. Fahim to ya shabab? Why? Because you start seeing that the dunya, all of it, that you have zuhud in, it is not equal to Allah, the wing of a mosquito. So how can I see anything of a value that I have zuhud in? Araft. You have a collection of cars. You heard this lesson and you went sold all of them except one for you. And you gave the money, sadaqa lillah. You say, these cars, they were occupying my time and everything, even though I got them from halal, they were halal. But they're my car collection. So I'm selling all of them. And I'm giving them sadaqa lillah. You are on the second level now, not the first level. Because if you bought them all in halal, you are on the first level. The second level, you sold them. The third level is a psychological level. You see, all of these, they're not even a drop in a wing of a mosquito. Because the dunya, all of it, is equal to a wing of a mosquito. So when you see that, you are the top level of zuhad. You know, whatever you gave, it's nothing. And that is why Ibn al-Qayyim said, فَالْعَارِفْ لَا يَرَى زُهْدَهُ فِيهَا كَبِيرٌ He said, the pure arif, he knows that his zuhud in this dunya is nothing. He doesn't see it as something major. فَيَسْتَحِي So he feels the shyness that this is what he offered for zuhud and he offered for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The second proportion, he said, استواء الحالات عنده Everything become equal. How is that? فهو أن يرى ترك ما زهد فيه وأخذه متساويين عنده احتقار belittlement. You belittle what you have زهد in. And that word fits properly. So you see everything you gave, everything you have زهد in, you belittle it. It's nothing. If the dunya and everything in it is equal to a wing of mosquito. And then he says, There is a second level. Everything become equal whether you kept it or you gave it away. Why is that? He said, because you belittled it so much and you see it's nothing. So whether you keep it or you gave it, it is the same. Here does not mean you keep it. You say, oh, it's nothing, it's only a wing of mosquito, but I like the car collection. No, it's not what he's saying. He's saying, يعني, in your, inside your heart. Because no matter what, ikhwani, and let's be honest, if you have something from halal, close to your heart, you like it, but you get rid of it, and you give it away, even if you start psychologically belittle it, something in your heart start lingers, your attachment. No matter, we're humans. He said, no. At that level, it becomes the same. Whether they're in your garage or somebody else's garage. I want you to imagine with me. Let's just say you have a car that is special. Actually special in its value. You love that car so much. One of those probably 1940 Porsches or something, I don't know, that, you know, there's probably two of it in Australia, five of it around the world, and it's the perfect condition. You used to look after it and put it in the garage and drive it once a year. One of those fancy old cars, vintage, that is amazing looking car. You gave it lillah subhanahu wa ta'ala because what? Zuhud. Khalas, I don't want this. Arafat. And then you say, truly, wallahi, it's nothing. Because this dunya, yani in your heart, janah ba'uda. But you see somebody driving in it. Next door to you. The guy who bought it is next door. You used to drive it once a month. He's driving it every day now. And you were saying, haram to drive it every day. You're going to ruin it. You know, you look at it and comes the thought in your head that this car was mine. He's talking about a higher level. He's talking about a level that whether it's parked in your garage, this guy drive it or he doesn't drive it, you see it burning or you see it sold in the auction 10 times more than you sold it. It does not faze you, you don't even flinch. This is the level the Imam is talking about. And that is why it is the third level. Not everyone can reach that. No matter what you tell me, no one can reach that easy. وَأَمَّا الذَّهَابُ عَنْ شُهُودِ الْإِكْتِسَابِ As to turn away from witnessing the earning. What does it mean? Meaning you stop seeing that your hand is earning. You see that everything is coming from Allah, and whatever you remove from your dunya, it is removed by Allah. That is another higher level also. So everything, when you gave it, when you gave away this halal as from zuhud, you see in your heart that Allah gave it to me. And Allah took it. And it's got nothing to do with me. It's all in the hand of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He said, rahimahullah, but there is another interpretation for this. He said, there is another level. He said, this second level, that even he gave away what he gave, and zahid fi whatever he zahid, he sees that this did not bring him any step closer to Allah. Why? Because it is nothing. This offering is nothing compared to the azama of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Imagine taking to a king janah ba'uda. Imagine taking to a king a gift janah ba'uda, a wing of a mosquito. How would that be a decent gift? Fahim? And that is the highest of levels. And this is conclude our lesson for zuhud. And inshallah next week we'll speak about wara'. Subhanakallah wa bihamdik, nashhadu an la ilaha illa ant, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Assalamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.